Good morning. It's January 17th, and welcome to Doing Life, daily devotions for finding peace in stressful times. This is the audible companion of the book by the same name, and the music you are listening to was Jesus Loves Me from the Instrumental Hymns and Worship, Timeless Hymns, Volume 1. Jesus loves the little children, all the children of the world, red, brown, yellow, black and white, they are precious in His sight. Jesus loves the little children of the world. Krieger and Root. Well, okay, you think. Sure He does. I mean, who doesn't love little children? They're innocent and usually adorable and harmless, right? So how hard is it to love the little children? I mean, what about you? How does that work? I mean, you clearly see most of the seven deadly sins as familiar, right? You've lied to your parents, your friends, your spouse, at least from time to time. You've cheated on a few tests, fudged a little on your taxes, looked intently at that girl in your office from behind. You've felt more than a pang of jealousy at your brother's big house and wondered why you don't get to drive a Ferrari like the one in your neighbor's driveway. You take your family to church and you put money in the basket, right? Turns out about 1% to 2%, though. Not that tithing thing that everyone says they do. You spend a lot, and I mean a lot, of time on your phone following all of the sports data you can find. You check your stocks about 20 to 30 times a day. You used to take your wife on date nights once per week, but lately the grind at the office keeps you late and there's no way you're going to fall behind and miss out on that promotion that you know you deserve. So, yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. But that seems like a big maybe to you. I mean, what's there to love, right? A mediocre human at best. Not so sure you deserve the love of the creator of the universe. Well, here's a newsflash. You don't deserve it. That's what grace is all about. God demonstrated His love for us in the most graphic way possible. He allowed the crucifixion of His Son as the sacrifice that took away your sins and granted you forgiveness. Then He rose from the dead, conquering death, the punishment for your sin, forever. This is the gospel, the good news. We're saved by grace through faith. That means those who believe get not what they deserve, which is eternal punishment for their sins, but freedom from guilt and shame and eternal life together with Christ. He imparts His righteousness to us so that we may stand before the Creator God blameless. Even so, you might ask, how can He love a wretch like me? The answer comes more easily to all of us who have children. When my daughter was born, my world changed in an instant. There's nothing I wouldn't do for her. Nothing. Yes, I love my parents and my wife and my friends, but not the same as I love my children. We do truly love our kids unconditionally. I think about her often. I pray for her. I treasure time with her, even if it's FaceTime. And I crave the love she returns to me like I do that first breath of air when you've swum a little too far underwater. What if God loves us like that? What if He craves our love for Him like that? What if that's what the songwriters wanted you to understand? Jesus loves the little children of the world because they are His children. When we accept Christ's offer of redemption, He says that we've been adopted into His family. Do you know anyone with adopted children? If you do, have you any inkling that they love their adopted children less than others love their biological children? God loves us just as we love our own children, wildly, sacrificially, exuberantly, uncontrollably. He wants you to love Him back. That's all. And when you do, you'll find that your neighbor's Ferrari doesn't look so great anymore, and a date with your wife every week is worth a lot more than a promotion. Father, remind me today why we call you Father. Not just because you're the Creator, but because when you gave us your Son, you adopted us into your own family, and your love is thankfully unconditional. Amen. We'll see you tomorrow.